Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Elise Galvin held the first press conference of her new congressional campaign in Anchorage yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that Galvin is running as an independent for Alaska's lone seat in the U.S. House for a second time. A little over a year ago, she lost the general election to longtime Alaska Congressman Don Young by a little less than 7% of the vote, the closest anyone has come to unseating Young in three decades. Yesterday, Galvin announced a plan to, quote, get big money out of politics, saying she would continue to refuse campaign contributions from corporate political action committees and, if elected, would push to overturn Citizens United, a 2010 Supreme Court decision allowing such contributions in unlimited amounts.
Those who have been in office, and in this case, Don Young has been in for, we're on almost half a century. And so that many years of listening to special interests, big money lobbyists, I think makes it tough for him to make the really important decisions that need to be made right now.
Galvin says getting rid of corruption among members of both the Democratic and Republican parties in Washington, D.C. will help solve high health care costs. Don Young's campaign did not respond to a request for comment yesterday. Several Alaska communities will benefit from federal air quality improvement grants. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a total of $1.5 million in grants to help rural villages replace aging diesel generators with new, more efficient, and less polluting units. Galena is among the communities receiving grants. The Loudoun Tribal Council has been awarded $468,000, money being matched with another $484,000 from the Loudoun Council Trust, the City of Galena, and the Alaska Energy Authority to replace a diesel generator and install automatic switchgear technology. The Alaska grants are part of $5.6 million in awards going to communities for diesel replacement projects across EPA Region 10, which includes Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. The agency says the grants are part of a nationwide effort to reduce diesel emissions. Fairbanks Superior Court Judge Brent E. Bennett was formally welcomed to the bench at an installation ceremony Thursday at the Fairbanks Rabinowitz Courthouse. Bennett was appointed by Governor Mike Dunleavy in July and has been presiding over cases for several months. He previously worked at the Fairbanks Public Defender's Office before becoming the supervising attorney at the Fairbanks Defense Section of the Office of Public Advocacy. Bennett graduated from the University of Cincinnati College of Law in 2006. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.